Now we've done a lot of work on the outside influence and what we can control, and what's most important is what's said in here, you know, between myself and the players and the players themselves and the staff. That's the only thing that really matters, because at the end of the day, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, we speak the truth from within. There's no hiding place. We make it very clear with how we're going to be. So I said it from the start. We've worked very hard on not being distracted by anything. We've had other things that have gone on that we're all aware of since the start, well, the end of last season into this summer and through the season. We've made a real conscious effort as the group of players and staff to make sure that nothing distracts us. And this is just another thing that has come in that hasn't distracted us. And the proof's in what you've seen, you know, is in Shay's performances and Shay's attitude and what you're seeing from him. And that's been the same every single day up here. So I think the group's always handled things from outside and talk from outside very, very well this season. That's been a big strength of us.
We've all seen players who, when there's this sort of interest, almost, you know, get affected. It's a great credit to him as a player that he hasn't been affected by all the talk.
Oh, as I said, I think it's a sign of Shay maturing. Obviously, I had good discussions with him, individually with him as well, about these types of things and what I still expect and what he expects from these. But as I said, the communication from the club has always been, especially in these last few days where certain bids did come in, they were nowhere near, I was so I'm told, nowhere near the valuation that you'd expect from a player like Shay in his situation. So there was nothing to discuss, you know, and I think Shay respected that as well. So there's been absolutely no problems, and I haven't seen a change in him. I never saw a change in him on a daily basis up here in trains, and I haven't seen a change in him in the games. If anything, I've seen him working to get better and better and work harder and harder for the team that he's at Birmingham. So it's closed, it's done. Now we're happy to move on and really just keep doing what we're doing. Now the good thing is that all the talk from the outside can stop on that side of it.
Forrest arrive, new manager as you mentioned earlier, but what do you expect on the pitch? Because I would imagine he's not been there long enough to have a massive effect about style and things. So what do you expect? And one or two players like Bonatini coming in from Wolves, quality players.
Yeah, well, they've got a real quality squad. As I said, that squad's been built to challenge for promotion without a doubt. So he obviously come in to try and do that. He's only had a few games, so played a couple of different ways in those two games. It is more difficult to prepare because you have nothing really apart from those games to go on, and you don't know whether there's going to be more changes to that now with different personnel coming in as well. But we just, as we normally do, prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready. And as I said, our main focus is on trying to build on the performance on Tuesday. If we can do that and go into this period now with all tough games, but if we can build a run going and hopefully an unbeaten run and pick up points consecutively now in games, that's our aim. That's kind of the motivation for us to go and do that. And again, proving ourselves against a quality side that's, as I said, been built for promotion. We've done that, I think, very well pretty much overall over the season. So it's another chance for us at home, St Andrews, to do that against that type of squad.
Just finally, you've one or two players out. Viv Solomon went, Omar Bogle's gone. So you've got a really small squad, but a very tight-knit squad.
Yeah. I mean, it's been that way all season, I think. You know, in terms of Omar himself, you have to respect that side of it with the player. Obviously, Omar's on loan. He's probably found it a little bit tougher, the fact of coming in, taking a period of to get used to and how we work and what we needed from him, but then also being a little bit unlucky with the form that, you know, Juki and Shay have been in, to not get more minutes. So I understand from the fact, you know, he needs to be playing games, he wants to be playing games, and you have to respect that fact. So obviously when Portsmouth became an option for him and it's agreed with his parent club, we're happy for him to go and do that, and then you're not going to stand in that player's way. And in terms of Viv's, same thing.